You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I don't know if it's because I've been traveling, but I am just getting around to this Miami Heat hype video for the
so good
for the player introductions. Holy shit, we're not losing a home game all season long.
They do these so well. How do they keep doing this? It's so Miami. It's fire, and it's just what's cool about it? Because I have not seen it. Introduce us to it.
So it's all the cliches that you're familiar with, only this time they picked a Miami AF song. Shut Up by Trick Daddy. Not losing a game.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What's up?
Shut up.
Shut up. Oh, God.
Hush.
What is the accompanying video? What is it? Are they using sledgehammers? The lighting?
It seems like there's a horn section that's playing the horns part of What's Up.
A lot of flexing.
Shut
up.
What do we like the most? There's ones where they have two balls and they're dribbling them at the same time. There's that one. And then there's one where they're holding a ball like they're about to pop it.
Well, there have to be the ropes, right? Are they using the ropes?
I didn't see the ropes this year.
The ropes always...
The ropes are a great trope of those videos.
But I think they've realized that we've gone to the ropes a lot the last 4 or 5 years. So I don't think I saw any ropes this year.
No ropes.
It's a lot of holding up fists, like PJ Tucker. There's one shot where he's just holding up a fist like he
wants.
There's
also the two hands like, bring it to me.
Yo, I forgot Victor Oladipo's on this team. I was like, oh, look at him.
My biggest takeaway from the video, though, because you always look, what do they end with? Because they always end with, like, it would be Wade at the very, even the big three. Even when LeBron was here, the last guy you'd see was Wade. And you're thinking with this team, it could be UD, it could be Jimmy Butler, and it could be Bam. Dan, who do you think they went with?
It's not going to be Tyler Hero.
No.
I would have guessed Jimmy Butler.
That's who I would have guessed, too. And they went with Bam.
Bam.
Oh.
I would have gone with your 7, but okay. A big, big year for Turk Nowitzki. Big year.
Turk Nowitzki.
This team's like 13 deep. Tell them,
Oh, man. By the way, Bam not only is the last guy, but he like slams the balls and just walks away.
What happens if Tyler Hero is somebody who can be their leading scorer? What does that team become? If the preseason means nothing, him leading the preseason in scoring means nothing because Tyler Hansbrough did that.
If he leads his team in scoring, I'm inclined to believe something has gone awfully wrong.
No, but if he can is what I'm saying to you. What is the team? If Tyler Hero makes some sort of leap, what is the team?
Oh, I mean, I think the team already is a contending team. If he's able to kind of recreate or reproduce what he was in the bubble, now you're talking about a team that's super deep, has youth, has experience, plays both sides of the ball, and most importantly, offensively, lots of shooting, space the floor, and a hard-to-guard team because Spo has a system where the ball moves and the bodies move, and it's really hard to zero in on one guy and say, if we lock him up, then everything else falls into place. So, I mean, that's a huge difference maker, but the reality is they're already really good, Dan.
But I don't think they can be a champion unless that happens. I don't think they can be that kind of good playing Milwaukee opening night, and that's the standard now. I believe that in order for the Heat to be what Pat Riley wishes for them to be late in life, Tyler Hero has to be someone capable of being their best player. Not actually leading the team in scoring, but he has to make a pretty seismic leap. It can't just be Kyle Lowry.
To me, the guy who needs to make the leap, and maybe it's not a leap, maybe it's just a more of a consistency thing, it's Bam. It's Bam. Bam's the guy, right? That's why he's the last guy in the video, because Bam's the one that needs to be what, you know, you always bring this up. Is he on the Giannis track? Well, then you need to start doing the Giannis leaps now, where it's not just, oh, we had a couple of good games in a row.
But don't you know what a guy is by now in Bam? Like, don't you have a pretty good idea? If Daryl Morey is saying, you know, within 3 years.
I would say no when you look at Bam's progression. What he was when he came in the league, and then as he, you know, he went from a backup to a starting big to, wait a second, we can run our offense.
But how much better do you have him getting? You have him being someone who's much more aggressive from two and moving his range back?
Those two things. Aggressive is probably more important at this point.
But you have him capable of doing both of those things.
I think he can. Will he do it this year? That's what remains to be seen, but I think he's capable. The other part of it is, all right, he's doing that. He's fulfilling more of a, I am the alpha, I am the guy. The next part of it is Miami, since basically the big three left, they've been better when they've got to be our whole is greater than some of the parts team, right? They can't rely on superstar bailout. Even if Bam continues to progress, I don't think he's yet at superstar bailout way in the way that Brooklyn has Durant and Milwaukee has Giannis and even Philadelphia with all they're dealing with. They've got Embiid. He's not quite there yet, even with a leap. So they still have to be what they were 2 years ago in the bubble, which is, hey, we get it done because we work cohesively as a unit. And
but that wasn't good enough when they ran up against a hero either. That was the best of that team.
Right. Well, until they got hurt.
They're counting on Lowry has to be better than Dragic. I don't know if that's a push, but it's whatever that
he can be.
Whatever that upgrade is, it's a slight upgrade. It's not a tremendous upgrade, an upgrade. You need the improvement to come for not just this year, for the next 4 years.
Right.
You need the improvement to come from the young guys.
Yep.
It's not, they are going to have, Lowry and Butler are going to be burdens if these young guys, they will have thrown away the future if these young guys do not get better, because you have to have Jimmy Butler at $50 million being your third or fourth best player.
But that's so far down the line when you're talking about that number. I mean, right now you're in a place where you've got, like you said, I'm agreeing with you. Bam has to take a leap. Tyler Hero has to take a leap. But to me, Bam's leap is more important than Tyler Hero's.
Since we started this subject on the Miami Heat hype video, we were trying to imagine who on this show would be the worst at being in a hype video. Because we were imagining Dan being self-conscious on a stage with cameras and lighting and having to pump basketball seriously.
For sure.
What would a show hype video look like? Like, are we like sipping tea before the show?
I think we should make one. I think we should get Lewis and we should make one of these hype videos. I think we need to.
But what things are we doing the way they're dribbling basketballs, like doing the rope thing?
Eating
like
pizza.
Do you guys remember the ads for Fusion? It was you and Stugatz outside, like in the Clevelander, eating, talking about what the show is going to be and looking stiff as always.
I was so self-conscious. I hated doing those commercials. I'm a terrible actor.
It's like portrait mode shot of like you putting your headphones on, Stugatz sipping tea, smoking a heater out in the parking garage before the show.
Us climbing through the carnage of the parking lot before the show.
The things we do before we get on air.
An aggressive throat clear.
I just have oatmeal. Like I'm shoving oatmeal in my mouth.
Yeah. I'm struggling to take a shit.
I'm drunk.
Let it shit. I mean, let the joke shit.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.